Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're at episode success. I love the word success. I think spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially, success is an ambition we should all have and we all need to have. However, when success becomes a compartmentalized concept that we take one aspect of life and we achieve in that aspect of life in denial of the existence of the other aspects of life, success becomes a penalty, a game. It's a game we win something at the cost of. And I don't necessarily see that we need to do that. In my own life, won rowing medals at the cost of a marriage. I've won travel around the world and international business relations at the cost of my health. I've built businesses and been really successful at the cost of my integrity. And so when we pay a price that is something we may in the long term feel is unjustified, I think what we've got to do is step back a little bit and say, I want success, but I don't want to lose it. I remember really clearly saying when I was, 30 years old, I said, I want to become very spiritual. Within 4 years, I had no money. I had no family. They sailed off on a yacht with my three children. I had no home. I had no partner. I had no inspiration. I had no business. I had nothing. But I was spiritual. And what happened is all my ego got stripped. All my possessions and attachments got stripped. All my materialism got stripped and left me spiritual. So we have to be a little bit careful what we ask for when we say, I want something. I want to win a medal. I want to be successful in business. We need to say as long as, and be careful that we don't put an as long as in the way that blocks us achieving something. For example, if we say, I want to be an Olympic medalist as long as I have fun, or as long as it doesn't hurt too much, or as long as I don't feel humbled or humiliated, as long as I don't lose a race. And if we put one of those as long as, which is unrealistic, we might just be putting a stick in the spoke of our bike in the journey towards success. So realism in success, achieving success, means we will pay a price. There is no such thing as a free lunch. One of the greatest wisdoms that I've heard in business, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So if I want to go out and build something in business, what am I going to pay for it? Am I going to pay my social life? Am I going to pay some fun with my friends? Am I going to pay my weekends? And you know, when you're doing something that you say you love, if you're building a business and you love building that business, then the price you pay is not really a price at all, because you're doing something you love and everything is worth sacrificing for it. When you get to a point where you've built a business and you're making money and you have all the luxuries you want, but the children that you birthed are not talking to you anymore, you get questioned, was it worth paying the price for? And I think it's really important to be able to say yes if that happens. If you end up fat and sick, and you invented something new, or painted a painting that no one's ever, or wrote a book, and someone says, fantastic, you're a world famous artist, painter, book writer, author, whatever, but you are fat and ugly and sick, do you say that's worth it? I think a lot of what we try to do is become beige and boring. And I honestly think we go to achieve success, to avoid the word boring in our life. Boring is meditating, boring is eating correctly, boring is going to the gym, boring is doing the same turbo training every day, boring is the same old customers complaining about the same old stuff, boring is working at a company, driving to the same place every day. And sometimes our ambition for success is the antidote to boring, to repetitive strain injury of what we're doing. And we're seeking ways to do what we do without becoming bored. But boredom is an element of life. It's called repeat, repeat, rinse, repeat. Boredom is necessary in a context so that we build a framework on which we can have non-boring. So I think embracing that when we go for success in one area, one of the seven areas of life, maybe three or four of the others will become not exciting or not as thrilling or not as inspirational as the one we're working in, but having them there is a really important ingredient of success. It's not uncommon for me to work with people who are highly successful who have home lives that I wouldn't swap. I wouldn't swap them for their home life. It's not good. However, their success is very good. And then they start asking me whether it's worth the price. And I say, well, firstly, success in sport or success in business doesn't correlate automatically to an unsuccessful, unhappy home life. However, if you're getting all your rocks off, if you're getting your love to, if you're getting stimulated and inspired by something, there's got to be some level of ground zero, some level where it's comfort, some level where you recuperate, some level that you come back to, which is just rock solid and good. And if you try to make that rock solid and good into skyrockets and all sorts of things and compare it to a friend who has a skyrocket relationship, you need to also compare where their success level is. And if you find that and you say they've got great success and a great relationship and a great family, look into their health. And if they've got great health there, look into their social life and then look into their spiritual life. And then we start to have to value the non-material aspect of life. So I think in this example that I'm saying here, if you aim to be successful, mark down what you're willing to pay for it. Mark down what you're not willing to pay for it. And then make sure that you don't pay what you're not willing to pay. In other words, the success in anything doesn't require sacrifice in anything, except in the area that we want to be successful in. For example, you might want business success, but you might sacrifice a little bit of flippancy in that area to keep yourself in the zone. If you want to be in sport and you want to be a champion in sport, you then will make sacrifice in the area of physicality, because you won't eat certain things, you won't play certain sports, you won't do things that will possibly cost you the success you want. If you want to be spiritually awake and enlightened and think, it may cost you a little bit of work time or a little bit of family time, and you must check that you're willing to pay the price. And if you're not, you must put a tick next to it and say, I'm not willing to sacrifice that to get that. The worst outcome is saying, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to be happy. And that's the worst possible outcome, because when happiness becomes an objective, that starts to trigger emotional narcissism. What it means is we've compressed our life into a tiny bubble of wake up, get happy, get happy, get happy, fall asleep. And that is disruptible. And mental health problems come from the shrinkage. So it's important to know what you want to be successful in. It's important to know what price you'll pay. It's important to know what price you won't pay. But it's most important to have something that says, in this aspect of life, in this particular thing, I am absolutely never going to be bored, because it's so exciting to me and so inspiring. and I want to learn all about it. I want to do more, I want to give more and be more. But you can't do that in seven areas of life. That is not going to work. That is like a vacuum cleaner to the soul. So your soul got put on this planet. It's part of your existence. Claim it from whatever stratosphere you want. But you have a deeper part of yourself that has a purpose, that has a mission, that has some ambition. And tapping into that is a really important part of success, because it's not easy. And you will pay a price. And when you do pay the price, you have to be willing to say that's okay. And if you are smart enough and you say, I won't pay it in this way, you have to be smart enough to make sure you put some money aside or put some time aside or some energy aside for the thing you don't want to lose. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.